When you're in love and you are wondering if he really is the one, there's an ancient sign sure to tell you. If your search is over and done, catch a bee, and if he don't sting you, you're in a spell.
Whose voice is that?
Me.
Who's you? I'm sitting in here with two of my favorite people who've been on the show a number of times. Yeah, keep it plain, Dan. It's Josie Falbo, one of Chicago's great singers, who does not perform anywhere near as much as I or others would like her to perform. Josie, what is this from?
It's my new CD. It's not completed yet. This is the first cut. This is the world premiere.
Another world premiere for us, Dan Long.
And orchestration by Carrie Dedman, superbly done. And all these wonderful musicians, I'm in such awe, and I have such great respect for them who contributed to the CD. It's just
fun. You are also one of the great collaborators, and we have in here maybe the world's greatest collaborator, and Bob Barker, who's the head of the energy, the engine of a group called the Lakeside Singers, that I have been in love with for, God, you guys have been together for almost, can it be 20 years?
20 years. Yes.
20 years.
Yes. You
got it. And Josie's been with me from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me again. I know we've done this on the air before, mm-hmm. and we'll mention all of the upcoming shows. How did it start, Bob?
The group started because I was working in recording studios with a lot of pop and country singers doing commercials and video.
And this is when, this is kind of in the last days of Chicago being kind of the recording center of the universe.
Yeah, we were a very, very big
mecca.
Absolutely.
We were mecca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's actually when I met Josie. And at the same time, I was working with the Grand Park Symphony Chorus, and my background was classical music as well.
Yeah.
So I decided to try to combine those two interests because I'd met wonderful singers on from each of those pools of talent. And I called Josie as one of the first people I called and said, would you be interested in trying this experiment? So we've been at it now 20 years.
Yeah. How did you phrase, when you first approached Josie and some of these other incredibly talented professional singers, how did you first approach them with the idea? You know, it wasn't like, hey, let's get together and sing. It had to be a little...
It was almost that idea.
Really?
Because singers really, like everyone else, get tired of being pigeonholed.
Yeah.
They always want to do a bunch of different things. And so the idea of doing both classical and pop music on one concert with microphones and a band was interesting for
appealing.
Everybody just because it was mm-hmm. different.
And Josie, what was it that appealed to you?
Well, I loved all those genre of music. I loved singing all of them, and we'd have a chance to showcase that in the concerts. And it was just fun to sing everything. I love singing opera, I love singing classical, and of course jazz.
You see, that is one of the things, I guess, and you can both, Bob Barker and Josie Falbo, talk about this, is that there is a tendency to pigeonhole singers.
True. Yeah.
By their physicality, by their selection of tunes, and would you argue, both of you, that most singers are vastly more eclectic in their tastes than anyone would imagine, and vastly more talented in different genres than anyone would imagine? Would you say that, Bob?
I would say, actually, most musicians tend to be pigeonholed.
Yeah.
But their love of music is broader than that pigeonhole by far.
No question. And the pigeonhole is sometimes...
It's where they first get hired.
But it's their commercial considerations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But the passion for doing good music is broader than any general pigeonhole. So actually we find over the years that the people that enjoy our concerts are really interested and have eclectic tastes, and now more than ever they can listen to all sorts of music very easily, and so they're exposed to more. The teenagers are.
Josie, when you, in making a new, and we'll be all over the map in this, you guys get to stay all the way till 11 o'clock because you're like night people.
Oh, yes.
When you decide to, how many CDs do you have?
I just have the first one out there, Taylor Street, Joseph Double Taylor Street. This one will be You Must Believe in Spring, which is based on Michelle Legrand's beautiful song. That will be the title of this CD, but we're closing in on it. We're in a mixed stage now.
Let me ask you, too, because before we get into all the, you know, Lakeside Singers celebrating their 20th anniversary with concerts this Friday in Evanston at the incredible Nichols Hall, which is the great concert venues in the country, then in Naperville Saturday, and in Chicago at a certain church on Michigan Avenue on the 26th, right. Then you can go to lakesidesingers.com to buy CDs and do all that stuff. This is also, you know, the three of us have lived in an era where everything is changing, and the whole notion of making a CD is a vastly more involved project than it was 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. For sure.
Yeah, everything has changed.
It's an endless process, it seems like, for me lately.
Well, and especially, too, Bob, in an era where, you know, when people used to make CDs, they were concerned with the kind of narrative drive of the CD.
Right, that the whole flow, one song was put after another.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. And now that doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't. You're absolutely right. I think of all the hours we used to spend trying to sequence what song is going to be more powerful coming next on the program. And now people don't listen that way.
But life is upbeat for all of us in here. Bob Bowker, Josie Falbo, Barb Bailey is here too. I'm Rick Kogan. We got to take a commercial, then we got to get some news, and these people are staying all the way till 11 o'clock because they're night people just like me and just like you. We'll be right back.
He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he sees. Sweet, golden as a crown, asleep in me, he done told me, I'm walking with my feet off the ground, and my one true love I have found.
That was the voice of Josie Falbo, who has only one CD to her credit, to one that I have played so much that you can't really, used to be able to run record raw, but I've run that one raw. That is the first world premiere of a song that will be on her second CD, backed by some incredible musicians. I have to assume some of those musicians are part of the gang at lakesidesingers.com. That's the website you should go to. Bob Barker, who founded that group, and who still runs that group 20 years ago, dedicated to the sort of bridging the worlds of classical and contemporary choral music. The membership is drawn from all walks of life. I mean, not from, you know, stumble bums on Lower Wacker, but and from all over this area. And they have to, Bob, audition. I think they have to audition every 2 years.
Well, we keep an eye on them all the time. But they are professional singers,
yeah.
And all of them have often numerous other jobs that they're working on, singing jobs, and often day gigs too to get them through. But many are teachers, and they come from a long way around. But the interesting part is actually that half of them are chosen for their skills in classical music, and the other half for their skills in a particular style of pop music, like blues or jazz or R&B or gospel or country music.
And so, there must be, but with you and in the Lakeside Singers, they get to cross over, so
true,
to speak.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it must be, when someone has been, and I don't use that pigeonholed world again, when someone has been focused, for instance, on pop tunes for their whole career, whether it's just inherent or whether it's for commercial reasons, when they get the chance, Josie Falbo, to get into the Lakeside Singers and explore their classical side, what does it do for them?
Well, it's a learning process. I mean, we learned from each other. And to produce a sound in a particular genre that would be authentic. You know, if we're going to do a classical song, we're going to learn from the people who've done classical all the time. And they're going to learn, by the same token, the people who've done jazz and on every kind of pop genre, they're going to learn that kind of sound and learn how to produce it so that each song we do is going to be authentic. It's going to be right. It's going to have the right sound.
So in a sense, it's learning different musical languages, for lack of a better...
Yeah, it's more like learning dialects.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Each one of these...
Music is the language.
Music is the language, and if you specialize in country music, you learn a certain kind of vocal decoration that's common. You learn that whole genre, that style. And it's totally different than an R&B singer and certainly from a classical singer. And in fact, one great source of humor is to have a classical singer try to sing a country song in the classical style. It cracks everybody
this,
up all
this
the
This is behind
time.
The scenes of the Lakeside Singers.
Wow,
you make
sure,
me,
yeah. Sure.
Why don't we hear? You brought a couple samples in, Bob.
Right,
buddy.
I've got a couple things.
The
well,
great engineer
let
Dan Long.
Let me just say that this, to celebrate our 20th anniversary, we commissioned four new pieces this year, and one is an arrangement of Jerome Kern. The song is You, and it's arranged by Paul Langford in a style similar to Gene Perling, a vocal jazz, a cappella, very kind of dense harmonies, but at the core is this beautiful Jerome Kern song. So I've got a little sample of us rehearsing a couple weeks ago.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you be the judge of that. Well, I'm sold. I'm sold. Who gets the notion? Whose idea is it to do that, Bob? Yours?
Well, we decided to commission four works, and we have two that are very much in the classical field, and this is a vocal jazz arrangement. And
when you commission, you don't commission just say, hey, do something.
Well, usually what happens in this particular case with Paul Langford, the arranger, He said, well, I'd love to do you have a specific theme? And I said, give me four of your favorite songs and let's talk about them and see where we want to go. I also didn't want, because the classical things are, one is very atonal, very angular, one is very pretty. We wanted a lot of variety in the package. So that's what we sell, is variety.
Well, did you do a Christmas show this year?
No, of course. Our 20th annual, absolutely.
Yeah, I missed
and
it.
And this coming season. Well,
well this season, this season again. And we will talk after the break. We got to take another commercial break. And all what that means is that people listen, because otherwise people wouldn't pay to have commercials. At least it's our hope. Dan Long, Ben Anderson, and I don't run the station, but we got to figure if you're buying commercials here that somebody's listening, or you've been led to believe or fooled to believe that someone's listening. We will talk after the break about... the specific places where the Lakeside Singers will be. They will be in Evanston Friday, Naperville Saturday, and on Chicago, right across from that place that I will always call the Hancock Building. On
me
the,
too.
On the 26th. I mean, life can change, but it doesn't. I still call Marshall Fields Marshall Fields.
I do too.
For God's sake. You should go to lakesidesingers.com, because at that site you can order the CDs. How many of them are there now, Bob?
We have 7.
Wow!
But you can get 3 of them on iTunes and all those Apple and Spotify. They're all over there.
What do you mean? I want them from you.
No, you can buy our CDs, but you can also download them if you're a download person.
Well, I'm no download person.
All right.
Yeah, you can do it that way. We want to spread the word of the Lakeside Singers. That's what we want to do. They come from all over the place. And how many are there now?
24.
Wow.
Yeah.
24. Has that been a standard number all these years?
Yes, sometimes I go.
Well,
25.
Wait a minute. No, that's wrong. Because originally there was just one, and her name was Josie Falbo, right?
That's how it started.
It was just Lakeside Singer, not Singers, right? Singer. We will take a short commercial break and come back. You'll hear another tune, and we'll tell you more about the. It's a remarkable thing to celebrate 20 years doing anything. Let alone making people happy with music, as the Lakeside Singers have been doing low these 20 years. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We have a few more minutes with Bob Bowker and Josie Falbo and Barb Bailey from the Lakeside Singers. Barb doesn't sing like she used to. Bob started the thing with one member. That first member was Josie. And when you started this group that would combine... sort of bridge the worlds between classical and contemporary choral music with pop music. Who else was doing that?
No one. And actually, to my knowledge, there's only one other group in Italy that is trying to do what we do today.
That is
to be as thoroughly researched in the style so that the classical stuff is really classical, the stuff that was designed to be performed in an acoustical space.
Gotcha.
But the second half, all the pop stuff, was written with the idea that it was going to be amplified.
Mm-hmm.
So we use mics to do that, just to make sure that stylistically it sounds right.
Yeah. You're going to be performing, and I want you to talk about Nichols Hall in Evanston.
Oh, yeah.
If you have never been, I mean, seeing the Lakeside Singers at the Billy Goat under Michigan Avenue is a great place to see them. But Nichols Hall was built as a Christian Science church.
That's right.
Many, many years ago before it was converted as part of the Music Institute of Chicago. It's one of the most remarkable music spaces I've ever seen or heard, isn't it, Bob, Josie?
Definitely, yes.
You like performing there.
I loved, especially the first half. Acoustically, it's wonderful. We can hear each other. The audience can hear everything we do. It's a gem.
Yeah. It's a live space that's welcoming not only for the audience, but the performers can hear themselves very well.
And there's an intimacy to it, too.
They can hear audience response, and you rarely get all three of that in one package.
Where do you perform in Naperville?
Right now, we are at the Grace United Methodist Church. The Grace United Methodist Church in Naperville. It's a wonderful space. It's like a 400-seat capacity,
wow.
But it's live, and it's worked out very well for us.
Now, the Evanston, Nichols Hall, that show is this Friday. Naperville is next Saturday. And Chicago, on the 26th, you perform at a sort of notable church, don't you?
Yes, you've avoided naming it as the Fourth Presbyterian.
Hey, I avoid every church. I avoid all churches. Yeah, it's
Fourth Presbyterian. They probably avoid you, too.
Yes. You don't get barred from churches, but I suppose I have been barred from a few. It's the Fourth Presbyterian Church, that
wonderful,
remarkable building on Michigan Avenue.
Yes, it is. And a beautiful place to sing, especially the classical half really translates well in that reverberant space.
You've sent engineer Dan Long, who's helping out tonight, a piece of classical stuff from the Lakeside Singers. What is it?
This is one of our other commissions. We'll be having the world premiere of this and the other arrangement that you just heard this Friday night. This is written by Marianne Kim, who happens to be our accompanist, but she's published more than 200 pieces.
Wow.
She's a well-known composer. And this piece is kind of based on Gregorian chant, and the text is in Latin, but it dates from the 4th century, and it basically says wherever there is charity and love, that is where God is. And so here's a little excerpt of it. It's a beautiful piece.
It's a nice thought.
lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really lovely. Josie, mm-hmm. what do you think of that?
Oh, I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's one of my favorite pieces in the whole concert.
How many songs are you singing in this
Typically,
three concerts?
We'll have, this concert, we were talking about being eclectic. We're doing a Serbian folk song. We're doing something from South Africa. We're doing a 15th century madrigal. We're doing this brand new piece.
Don't forget the Italian piece. Hello.
Italian piece, an Italian madrigal. And then we're doing country music and R&B and gospel and some spirituals. So
How often do you gather? I know every one of the Lakeside Singers is busy making a living doing singing or other jobs. How often are you able to get together to rehearse?
We rehearse on the Monday nights because that's when the theater is dark, and I've got several people.
You rehearse every month? Try to rehearse every month?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or like a couple months before the show?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
12 or 13 times before we hit stage.
And are there any jealousy? You tell me this, Josie. Are there any? I know there are 20-some, couple dozen members. I mean, does everybody in this group get along?
Oh, my gosh. We are. They're wonderful. There's not even a smidgen of. We are so supportive of each other and so respectful of each other's talents and gifts, you know. It's just a wonderful group.
I guess one of the reasons for that is you all understand being in the arts, what it takes, sacrifice on personal, professional, and certainly financial levels to be in the arts. You understand the shared sacrifice.
I would add to that there are very few singers that I've ever worked with that have Josie's range. Almost everyone else has a very strong suit and some other weaker suits. And so it's not like nine sopranos auditioning for the one classical solo and they're all classical singers.
Right.
The people who specialize in country and R&B are very appreciative of the people who sing in styles that they're not as strong in. And so they have respect for that, and that helps keep things nice and happy.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Let's hear, before we end this thing, there's one more piece. What's the last thing you wrote?
Right, this is a Paul Simon song, and it's arranged by Darman Meter. It's in a vocal jazz style with a band, Me and Julio, Down by the Schoolyard.
The bummer put you on the roll out of bed and you ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. What the mama saw was against the law.
Where the mama looked down, lay-o, spilled on the ground. The time and baby's mansion. Papa said, oh, if you get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time and I don't know where. Goodbye, Rosie,
the queen of Corona. I'll see you, me and Julio, down by the schoolyard.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. In a couple of days, they're gonna take me away. But the press of the story, they hope, oh, but I'm a hey-oh.
And the radical priests come to get me released. We's all on the cover of Newsweek.
And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way, yeah.
Okay, that too is fantastic. It's not like I don't know the Lakeside Singers, and you guys are great, but what we played during this 40-minute segment has been fantastic, and no wonder you guys get excited about it. Do you commission new arrangements for every show?
Yes. Pretty much we try to tailor-make. Most of the music that's published, especially for popular music, is designed for an educational use, high schools, that sort of thing. So we instead have the luxury of having several of our members, like John Negus, do arrangements for us that tailor it to us and get closer to the original, for the original recording.
Wow.
So
that.
That's what we do.
Josie Falbo is in the studio. She is now concentrating on the concerts, Lakeside Singer concerts, Friday, Saturday, and on the 26th. But otherwise, you're in the studio crafting other songs to go with the fabulous song we heard there. When is that going to be ready, Jersey?
Hopefully in the summer, around July, latter part of July.
And it's just fabulous. Bob Bowker working with you on this?
Bob Bowker has produced some of the vocals. Joni Pilato has.
Oh, good, Joni.
My good friend Joni. And we're getting close. We're getting very close.
There's still, just in mentioning Joni's name and some of the people you've mentioned, Bob, this is an amazing musical community called Chicago.
Sure
is it
sure
not?
It
absolutely.
Sure is.
Yes. So much happening, yeah.
So much happening and so much, I think, giving and willingness to collaborate and help in any way, don't you think?
I agree.
Oh, yes.
That's what makes Bob Barker a genius.
Because I agree.
He agreed with me. They're one of the rare musical things I'm saying. Barb Bailey, who does a great deal of work promoting and fostering, and Josie Falbo.
Yes.
20 years of the Lakeside Singers. You guys probably could never, you probably never had a bad concert, did you, Bob?
Moments.
Yeah, I bet there was a moment.
20 years, yeah. We've had some fear.
Yeah.
But generally, it's been really, really positive. And so we're still at it.
Well, it was a great thing you did to start this thing, and Josie was among the first. Were you the first? The very first?
I think so.
She was. She can always be called the Lakeside Singer.
Yeah,
but you people can all go to the lakesidesingers.com to get more information about the shows, to buy the CDs, and to learn about this incredible Chicago musical treasure.
Yeah, very kind, thank you.
Creative
thank
treasure.
You.
I've always loved it.